Hi, this is a dictation for Mabel William, MabeeLWilliams, Williams. Date of birth is 12/21/1943. Date of service is March 2nd, 2023. The patient arrives to be seen for follow-up visit with a severe pain in both the knees and the left shoulder. As ongoing issue, pain is 7 to 8. There was no history of any automobile accident or car accident, fall, or any other injuries. Pain level remains 7 to 8. The patient has ADLs that are affected 7, and especially the walking ability 9. Relationship with other people is affected 8. The patient reports 20% improvement in the pain. In the system review, is all negative in neurology and psych. Pain and numbness, pain in the both knees and shoulder. Rest is negative, GI, GU, respiratory. Please mention that, all the negative ones. In last 30 days, patient reports her pain has worsened and she has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, or hospitalization. Current pain medication are narcos, substance abuse, none. Patient has been advised to use marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is to patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131/62, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 126/2023, dictation number 0201-011. The diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is, we have discussed the MRIs with the patient, which include the left knee, the right knee, as well as the left shoulder, with very various positive findings, requiring her to have injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis, as well as to the intra-articular shoulder to bring some relief. Last month, she had injection to both the knees. She's also being advised to consider surgical options, and she has been referred to Dr. Cohen as a surgical consult. Currently, she has consented to have an injection to her left shoulder intra-articular and into the left supraspinatus and left infraspinatus. The patient is otherwise stable. Medication-wise, she provided naproxen 500 for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, melatonin 10 mg at night for sleep. One refill is provided, Narco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours. On a PRN basis is provided to the patient so that she can have additional medication if pain is too much. Although the patient has been advised, her pain medication of Schedule 2 will not continue for a long time. They will be converted to Schedule 3 as and she can use marijuana that has been advised to her. Her meds have been reviewed. She has been used on previous doctor who has provided her narcos for over 2-3 years. But the idea is to send the patient to the right track for having surgery for the shoulder and for the knee so that she'll be pain-free. The procedure for the intra-articular injection of the left knee and injection of the left supraspinatus tendon and injection of the left infraspinatus tendon and also subscapularis tendon is done according to the protocol. Based on the MRI finding, patient has a pain for more than 5 years, and the MRI findings are positive for the following. This MRI was done on 11/29/2022 from Michigan Diagnostics. Severe glenohumeral cartilage loss and bone attrition. Effusion with the extension into subacromial subdeltoid bursa. Massive cutoff tear involving supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. Tendinosis of the subscapularis and a high riding humeral head with acromial undersurface attrition and a muscle tendon unit junction tearing involving a slip of lateral deltoid. The injections were given to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon today, and an intra-articular injection to the left shoulder. Hopefully that will help her a bit, and her appointment is being set up with Dr. Cohen. Thank you.